The Lord bless the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Our epistle lesson this morning, and you can also see it referenced in the Gospel, has to do with not only God's love towards us, but our love towards one another. And as St. John talks over and over and over about what it means to truly not only love God, but love our brothers as well, it's kind of played out in the parable there that Jesus tells of the rich man and Lazarus. And at the final time, Lazarus, or the rich man, finally gets it and then seeks to for some sort of mercy to go down. And you see right at the end there a foreshadowing of where Abraham says, if they do not believe Moses and the prophets, they're not going to believe someone who rose from the dead. And we can see that especially after our Lord rises from the dead and the reactions there as well. But what we can see this morning, and what I want to focus on this morning, is oftentimes we are given models, we're given pictures of how we are to act. And in the epistle, we are giving a clear model that the way we should model our life, the model for us to follow in what it means to love, is to look at our Father, to look at God. God is the model of love, and that is what we should pattern our life after. That example is how we should live. And it is played out all throughout the Christian year as we remember these times, as we remember these events, of what God has done for us. In the collect this morning, we hear of God's mercy that is given to us, that we are unable on our own to do anything that is good. It is God's grace that is given to us. It is God's grace that is bestowed to us that allows us to do good. And so we can look at that as an example of what it means to love. God is not up there saying, you have to do this and this and this, and you have to find your own way. He is saying, I have prepared for the way. All you have to do is walk therein. And he is saying, if you choose, I have even given you the grace and the mercy to walk that way. All we have to do is say yes. Everything else is there. We can see it from Good Friday, where our Lord died for us on the cross. We can see it to Easter, where God raised Him from the dead. We can see it in Pentecost, where the Holy Ghost is given for all, and the power and the ability to go out and to do what God is calling us to do is given to us. And God tells us over and over and over again that He loves us. But He doesn't just tell us that He loves us. He shows it all throughout Scripture. All throughout Scripture He says, this is how I love. And He shows over and over and over. Now, the crutch, though, comes when He tells us, because I have loved you, you now are to love one another. And I think it would be easy for us if He was to just stop there and say, I have loved you, therefore you are to love me. We could probably handle that. But when He says, and you are to love one another, that's where the problem of community comes in. And sometimes, if we are honest, we have problems loving people we like. We have problems loving people that are close to us. We have problems loving even members of our own family that we are supposed to. Although somebody once told me that it's easier to love friends than it is family because you can pick your friends. But both of those, we are called to love. Now think about that. If we have trouble sometimes loving even those we like, what about loving those we don't like? Loving those who are totally different from us. That is where the difficulty comes, and that's where God's grace is available for us as well. Because the commandment to love is still there. Because the commandment to love is what will transform the world as we go and tell others of the love of God. Scripture tells us that they will know we are Christians, not by the songs we sing, not by the words we say, but by our love. And as we are going out and telling people that God loves them, we have to exemplify that love. Because people will often trust us before they trust God. we're telling them something, and so we have to be trustworthy in that. We have to be examples of that. We have to show them what we're talking about. And once they see that in us, then they can experience the love of God for themselves. Now, like I said, this is a very big thing. This is a very difficult thing at some times. There's a story of a lady by the name of Mamie Mobley. And her son was a guy by the name of Emmett Till, and he was killed in the bitterness and all the turmoil of the civil rights back in 1955. And someone asked her if she harbored any bitterness towards the men that killed her son or towards the race in general for the murder of her son. Listen to what she said. It certainly would be unnatural not to hate them. Yet I'd have to say I'm unnatural. The Lord gave me a shield. I don't know how to describe it myself. I did not wish them dead. I did not wish them in jail. If I had to, I could take their four children, they each had two, and I could raise those children as if they were my own, and I could have loved them. I believe the Lord meant what He said, and I try to live according to the way I've been taught. Now, I hope none of us are ever faced with a circumstance where we have to love someone who has caused us such great harms as this lady was caused. But we can see the power of God in her life. Very simply, right there at the end, I believe what Jesus said, and I try to live the way He's been taught. God has loved us. Therefore, we are to love one another. Not just in words, but in actions. And each and every Sunday that the Holy Eucharist is celebrated, we remember this love. Where our Lord gave of Himself to us. Gave of Himself for us. Not for Himself. He was already God. And He was not going to be any more God. It was a love for us. As we take part of the sacrament later this morning, we have to remember that it is to nurture and to strengthen our souls so that we can go out and do what God is calling us to do. Not only share His gospel in word, but share His gospel in deed. To love one another as God has loved us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.